continue the Indian of last week, on the Indian of Segula, of Sakana to Segula, like Ruacho, Kudomo. So we start off with the Bryson and Nida Dakitan and Aleph. There are five things that Mitzvah and Nafshay Bidom and Beroy Shoyim. Now his first case was having either Shum, Batel, or Beitza being peeled or left overnight, dangerous. The second case, Mitzvah says Mashkin Mzukin over Lilo. And third case was Alum Beitza Chorus. Those three cases were explained already last week. The two more cases in the Gemara in the Bryso. The fourth case is Natal Tsiparnov Zarkin Lishisirabim, someone who cuts his nails and throws it to Lishisirabim. And the fifth case is Makis Dam, bloodletting with Mishamash Mitasai, and Mishamash Mita afterwards. So to explain each one, first the Indian again of Segula, of Sekhana, we're dealing with over here five separate Yisurim. The Yisur of Lai Tosim Domin Vives Echel, one Yisur, the second Yisur of Lai Samah Damar Echel, third Yisur Asay of Yisham Lecho Ushmon Afshechel, a fourth Yisur of Nishmatim Oidu Nafshe Seichel, fifth Yisur of Oya Lecha Domin. Those are five Yisurim mentioned last week. A sixth Yisur, I forgot to mention, also brought down the Paiskim, is what says the Pashas Noyach, of Atas Dimchom Lenafshe Seichel Edrish, is the Yisur of a person to commit suicide. Therefore, the Mepharshim will say, you put yourself in matzav of sakana, in danger, and you eat these things, or you do these things that have a mokum of sakana, and it's the issur to kill yourself. Therefore, you're over six issurim. That means when anyone does anything sakana, whether sakana in the physical sense, or the school digger sense, the place can talk about these six separate different issurim deraisa. The exact dharm when applied, not applied in the sefer Shmir Saguf and Nefesh in the Moving Parak Aleph, being examined all six psukim, explains the dharm, what they do apply, when they don't. But we're dealing with over here, assume the rights of a pashas. Now, the din of Lechel Tzipornim, Zorkim Shesrabim, cutting your nails and throwing them to Shesrabim, what's the isser? The Gemara says it's whether cutting it with a scissor, whether cutting it with your mouth. Any way you do it, it's dangerous. The Gemara says the reason is why, because Isha, when she's Muperes, she's pregnant, she'll pass over these things and cause her to be mapel, cause her to lose her child. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's put on Salafah and Simon, Reis Samach and Archaim, explains the Prima Godim, explains the Behetiv, what is the reason, why is it a sakana for Isha to be Muperes, she loses her child. So it's brought down the Perek of Elazar, in Perek Yedalev, that before the chait of Adam Arishan, a person's guf was not only covered at the end of his fingers with nails. His whole entire guf was tzipor naim. His whole entire guf was covered with nails. It's good protection. It's strong. Protects from fire, other stuff. Your whole guf was covered with tzipor naim. Due to the chait of Adam Arishan, which was caused by Chava, therefore he lost this segula, this malbush of tzipor naim. Therefore he realized he was arum. And therefore it only went to the end of his fingers, the end of his toes, these tzipor naim. Due to this reason, therefore he cut it off and he fell on the floor and buried part of her claw, Sa'alaydo, and her punishment is, it's going to be a reminder that she caused the chait, she was the garment of the chait of admiration when she stepped on it or passed it over it, or caused her to be mappled. The Gemara Nido brings down a braiso that says, Gimel Dvarim Nemu B'tzipor Naim. First thing says, Sarfim Chosid, someone who's a Chosid, what's he do with his nails, he burns them. The second thing, someone who's a tzaddik, less madrega, karvon, he buries them. A third madrega, rasha, what does he do? Zarkam. A rasha is what throws the nails. Why? Because it causes hezek. The Gemara in my cotton, and that bichet omen aleph, the Gemara being examined that Rabbi Yechnon on Chalmoid, he bit his nails and threw them in Beit Medrash. He thought that the Gemara happened to be written by his nails and thrown in Beit Medrash. The Gemara says, Zarkam is a rasha. And Rabbi Yechnon Vada was not a rasha. And the Gemara, Vaveimid rasha, lo shchicho. There are no women in Beit Medrash. And therefore the whole reason is an in of sakana that Isha is being mappled, caused her to lose her child. There's no women in Beit Medrash. So therefore there is no danger for throwing your nails in Beit Medrash. In fact, the Gemara of the Maestro, after a while you clean up the Beit Medrash, you sweep it off and the nails go outside. And maybe an Isha will step on them outside. And the Gemara, Kivan de Ishtani Ishtani. Once it changes the makam, goes from one place to another, it does not cause anymore any hazard. At the kind of Gemara, so we have two Gemara, Gemara Nida, Daf Yizayin, Gemara Mat Kotin, Daf Yilchet and Nalach, the Indian of being Mazik through the Tzipor Naim. Both Gemara's are brought down in Simon Rei Samach, Meshivu and Tzipkot Vav, brings down the Gemara Barichas, and Lalach we pass in this way. The Sefer Toys Yeledis, in Parak Samach, brings down a story from the Chometz Chaim, that seems that Isha went to the Mikvah, and she, a nail fell off of her, from her and fell inside the mikvah, and they couldn't find the nail. The Chometz Chaim was very machi, very nervous. Misha, even though usually Mubert is not going to make fun, maybe Mubert would also go to be Mapple. Therefore, he paid them to take out all the water, fry the Tifanayim, or clean out the whole thing inside, and put the water back. Why? This is a chash that Echlami has Sakana for a Mubaris. How much did it cost? A lot of money, but he did it after Inim Sakana. The Gemara says, Kivin Ishtani Ishtani. Once you change his Makhim, it won't cause a Sakana anymore. Now, what does it mean, change the Makhim? So the Mishabur brings down from the El Rabba, Epshir Chutzbe Cheder. Maybe you have to take it outside the room. Is that enough to change in the room one Makhim to another Makhim? Has it changed from the room to a different room? The Epshir Marshal, you're cutting your nails, and usually you try to save them and put them wherever they're supposed to go. One lies down and falls on the floor. What should a person do? You should take a broom and sweep the whole area if you can't find it, and sweep it all to outside the room. Once outside the room, Kiyun Ishtani Ishtani won't cause any more of a hezek.
Outside the room?
Efshir B'chutz B'chedi, yeah, that's what Meshavu Nihaf El Rabba. Maybe in the room or outside the room. The Matzal Shekel does bring down a Pichodosh. The time is, the Meister, what is the problem of hezek by nails? Let everyone cut the nails and take it, put it to a different room, and people say they won't cause any hezek. The Pichodosh says that when you cut your nails, you have to dance to put it in a different room. When it goes to the different room, that's its mokum, and cause hezek over there. And the Chidah is Moisev, that means in this room where you cut your nails, it would not cause hezek. However, when you put it in another room, that's going to cause hezek, and that's the mokum. Wherever the mokum where you plan to put it, that will cause hezek. Now what about if the person put it into the toilet, the Kisei, the Sherutim, and flush it down and get rid of it that way? Is there any chesaron? The Gemara says to be sorry of it. What about putting it inside the Beit HaKisei? The Beit HaShchai in Shana Beit, Hash Lefecha, when he brings down the stairs, he does not say at all to burn it. The only thing he brings is put it in the Beit HaKisei. That's what he says. And the Gemara of the Maisa says to be sorry of it. The time of the Krua, and the end brings down the Menhokim of the Chaznish, the Chaznish of the Maisa, he did burn it. That was the Metzias. Now what is the reason why a chassid burns it? Why doesn't he bury it? So Rashi says in place of this and other Rishonim, because if you bury it, the chashash maybe will become mgula, become revealed, and it causes hezek. If you burn it, there is no way it causes hezek. It disappears from the oilam. If you burn it, to make sure it won't cause hezek. So let's clear our shayla. Let's say a person is going to burn it. But not right now. He'll burn it every chashash he burns it. Or he'll burn it every Pesach with the chametz. But he'll keep it around all year. So right now he has an option. Either he can put it in the Beit HaKisei, flush it away, nothing will happen to it, or he can Echami save it and burn it to Erev Pesach. What will be better? If he saves it, there's a chashash, there'll be Mekam Gula, and people will come and, it'll come and cause hezek. But the Gemara said to be serpent. Do you go after the Gemara said, say it, or say it, be serpent? Or go after the Talmud that we show him saying it'll be better to put it in the Beit HaKisei? Do you go after the Talmud Shemot, or what the Gemara says? One thing we should do is burn it. No, if you put it into another room and you plan to, it won't save it anyway. That's
don't plan.
So you don't plan it, but might have it for a day or two. And then you burn that thing.
Hidu Balma.
In the Hidu, what's better to do? In the Kalami, in the Hidu. About a regular person, a tzaddik can bury it. But tell us, what's better to do? It's an offer to Beinu Chalik Aleph, it's a stifler, you put it in the Beit HaKisei, he says, what do you mean? The Gemara says, serve it. Well, the Gemara says, that's what you do, and not the Beit HaKisei. As brought down over there, the minig of the Chaznish, he would burn it when Erev Pesach. He would save it all year round, and burn it with the chametz he had all around. However, Kamachonim disagree. They tell you, it's better to put in the Beit HaKisei, and they bring your eye from Yechonon. What did Yechonon do? He bit his nails and threw it on the floor in the Beit Medrash. Yechonon was a chosin for it. He should have burned it. Why did he save it to burn it? Elamai, you see, as long as there won't be any chash at all to cause hezek to Nisha, you'll still be a chassid. In the base medrash is no chash, you're a chassid. Therefore, put in the base like you say, the chor also won't be a chash. Therefore, the Dvayishu and Chalpeis, and the Tzalbuchot and Chalpeis, Piskachu brings them down. One time it's better to put it inside the base like you say, or go to a mokum where no one goes there, especially at Ishimu Beres, still he does not go there, it smells, but it won't cause any hezek. Therefore, it's better to put it in the base like you say, over saving until Erev Pesach. Of course, Machlokes HaPoskim, what's better, what the Gemara says to be served, with the words of Gemara, you never know the real time in the Gemara, what's that called served? The time of the Rishonim say is better than the Beit HaKisei. If, let's say, a person does cut nails, goes on the floor, Isha walks over it, and causes the Isha to be Mahal, Chas V'Shalom, do you have to pay for it? Do you have to pay for such a thing? Might the Hezek through a school? Are you responsible for Hezek through a school? So the stifler in Baba Kamel and Sivan Memhei brings down this case. being down from a certain kotam, then he wanted to tell him, no, the inyanim of segula, you're not responsible, you do not have to pay for it. Avad is also the kol hadeis, you don't have to pay for it. Zok disciple, why? If something is vada going to happen, without getting involved with the dinim of grom or gami, but let's say you know 100% is going to happen, and you cause it, it's your action, it's misyat affect you, and l'choi you should be m'choi for it. Even by tzipanayim, that causes an isha to be mafal. He does end up and say, l'maisa, you're put in this specific case, the Gemara in Baba Kamal, no Gimel Beis, the Gemara says, by Demei Velodis, that noshim v'loi shvor v'loi barim, a bar is put in Demei Velodis. So in this specific case, Erechnam, if you cause Isha to be mafal, you will be potter. But not because Erechnam, you're not responsible for the moment, you are responsible. This miyuchadik case, you're potter. He goes on being another case, the marshal, someone kills somebody with a shame, or kills himself with a kishuv. Are you responsible? Are you even Isser of Leiser Tach? The Lachak Tanis, the Chalik Beis, he brings down, says, yeah, the Maisa, he's saying with your words, a mitziachas back to you. It's kamoi zerk chetz. It's like shooting an arrow. It's mitziachas back to you. Your pair, your lashon, he calls it also being a chetz, and therefore you over like sirtach. You kill a person with your lashon. Put down that way by the Yudi Yavo, Yavi Oimer, all this disciple. He brings down this case, and echnami the iser is mitziachas back to you, and you know for sure it's going to happen. If, even though it's a segula or an yonim, you're responsible, and yet you do have to pay for it. The stipe over there does have three other madrigas. When it's not mitziach back to you, I ain't showing what different gedami has to explain in the anonym of segula, when you do have to pay for it, when you don't have to. You might say, are responsible for things that are sure going to happen. The Gemara's fifth case in the Bright Talk. The Gemara said, someone's makis dam, mishabash mitosoi, it's mishchai benachoi, bebedon b'roishoi. So first, what is makis dam? Bloodletting. So to go through different cases that negate the segula or sakana by makis dam, it's put down kama gemaras. It's negate Allah for ma'aseh v'zmanoi. First, the Gemara on Shabbos and the Kuf Chav Tetz and Beis, the Gemara says that a person should not do makis dam erev yontif. Why? It makes the person weak. Says the Gemara, and erev shvuas you should not do it after sakana. Shvuas after sakana, all your payment makes you weak. The Gemara explains why shvuas is a sakana. Because this man that we receive a Torah by Shavuot Ma'an Torah, Kosh Baruch Hu let out a Shein called Tavuach. Not a Shein called Butcher, Tavuach. And he said, if Klai Yisrael would not be Mekabel the Torah, Tavuach Lu L'Betzrayu L'Damayu, that this Shein should go Tavuach you, butcher you, your boss, your dam, and go punish you. Fine, so we were Mekabel the Torah, not the Nishma, but since every year we have this consensus of whatever happens in Ma'an Torah, and we have this inning around every Erev Shavuot.
Could you say that?
I said the shade, it wasn't a malach. The shade before you last thing. A malach, that's a shayla. Right, I'd love to make sure. They say it's a shade. So, the Gemara does say, on Shabbat, that we're going to all Erevim Toivim Otto Erev Shavuos. That you cannot do makir that causes dam, all Erevim Toivim Otto Erev Shavuos. This galacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Samaches, the feud by the Amor, that says you cannot do a kozes dam all erev toivim. Says the Amor, ve'ein l'shanes, and don't change. This simanik, don't do it. What's nachmino? Can a person donate blood on erev yontif? Can a person stop take check his blood erev yontif? They take samples of your blood. They want check for anything or everything. Are you allowed to do that erev yontif? The Gemara's case is a kozes dam. What about stam? Not a kozes dam. Petikas dam or tiramti dam. Of donating blood, of those things also nichel in this iser. But since Eliezer and Chalkid Beis and Sim Menvav, he brings down that it's all nichel in this iser, that the sakana was, if anyone opens up their veridim, their veins, for anything, that is that they want to take dam out, is put itself in a matzav of sakana, and therefore he says you cannot either do b'tikas dam erev yontif, any yontif, and you cannot either give a matana, donate blood erev yontif. Brought down the way in the Torah Shei Ledes, Paragraph Vav, it's brought down also in Nishmas Avraham. The Rebbe Yosef Frank in Chelkalef, he does say, not the way, he wants to argue by Bedikas Dam. He wants to argue by Bedikas Dam and say, Echnami, it's a little bit of mouth, no sakon over there. Well, that's Rebbe Yosef Frank, but however, there seems to place my face as sakon, that person should have to assume he has shuas and also all other Yom Tovim. They say, Abad, if you need to, for Kof Nefesh, or you have to do surgery then, you're allowed to. Have a stomach on your person, Erev Yontif, should be worried after Kozes Dam, after in the Opsakono. There's another case put on Allah for by Kozes Dam, in the Mechaber, in Archaim, in Simadalit. So the person has to wash his hands after you blow less, and the Indian is based on Gemara, Opsakono. You have to wash your hands. So again, the same shadow, when you have to wash your hands, someone picks your finger, lets out blood, he takes a little test, what are you, you're A positive, O positive, whatever, AO, whatever you are. You also still have to wash your hands. You give blood, also you donate blood, you also still have to wash your hands. So first, by donating blood, the Sefer Torah, the letters of Zilbashi, and also of Riashim, Elchaim Knievsky, and Sefer Nikias, the cover of Filo, all say, Avadi, you need to do Netilo. You have to wash your hands, you donate blood, a lot of blood, you have to wash your hands, and the eating still of Sakonah. Nishmat Adram in the Chelek Hay says when you donate blood, you don't have to. It's calling Shlomo Zalman. Why? He kind of shame a mitzvah lo yedayera. He says this when you donate blood, doing it for mitzvah, right? Put up all the signs, and donate it to mitzvah to help out people. So you're doing out the mitzvah, shame a mitzvah lo yedayera. No, but you're doing out the mitzvah. No, that is mitzvah you're doing. The Chiddush is saying other
mitzvahs.
No, you still got a mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? Five still only got. And you say people, anyway, they would have to buy blood. You have to get a mitzvah. Show us how much and where. The
Chiddush. Is it making up that it's not also a mitzvah?
Oh, you want to say when you, for help because you're sick? Well, it should be. Close to cash. Should be.
That's
a mitzvah. You can't save yourself.
You have the
mitzvah you're
doing for yourself.
Let's say I know someone's sick and I have to donate blood up to save him.
Yes,
I have to.
To give to someone else.
Yeah.
It's
shaming him. I don't know. Why not for yourself?
Because
I guess
to myself. Oh,
it's for yourself. It's for myself. Anything by your savior,
right?
Yeah. Because why are you doing it for?
No, sir.
It is for money.
You're not
for money. Here, you have to save yourself.
You can not
then you tell me Echami, all the places will be Machmir God, it depends upon case.
No, but it's missing parts of the
game. It's okay, they're asking you money for you, doing it for money here.
It's because
they're
not
doing it themselves, but I don't know. I don't know. Either one, but still, to make stuff healthy. Stolen is also, yeah. Well, usually it's for Chayla, but he puts me there. But for mice again, as donating blood, poskim ikra machmal as tefila. So the Zalman says the chiddush of shem mitzvah lo yedayera. You don't wash. You don't wash hands. What about pedikas dam for checking blood? A little bit amount of blood. There the lekha kemach hakadosh in simadal. He's known to be machmir. Mechaim kinyaski and saving the kids cover tefila is also machmir. However, from the Zalman in nishmas avram and chelik aleph and obiyashiv in the kids cover tefila both are makel by pedikas dam. It's a little bit amount. You don't wash your hands. Exactly why one matter one more makel, how the sekunas work and the schoolas work, so fear so I'm curious where they're coming from. Not sure, but that's the sheetus. Another case study for this is in Simon Reish Lamed in Arachayim in Tzivdalot. It says over there to be makas dam, you should make a tefillah beforehand and a tefillah afterwards. Before you makas dam, it says he was a mufanecha Hashem alakei. Make a bracha before and afterwards make a bracha. Lashon of.
Oh, so
Lashon of Malchus, Machlokes, and Otikel. We should bring down both days. Bring down Kim Gon, but make it not to. But that's my nice by Kodesh Dam. Kodesh Dam Nanagel says the Mishnah Berurah over there. However, one should be by over four. This Indian that said by a Kodesh, make your tefillah. Echnami should make a tefillah by this lashon should be done by over four. Any time you take medicine, the Arm Atmiyim and Chassidim, or every time they take medicine, they say this Yehi Rotson before and afterwards. Why? Because Mishnah Berurah says to. What?
Tefillah as well.
You say tefillah? No, the tefillah. This tefillah. This tefillah, this lashon of Yehi Rotson, Mishnah Berurah says you should say it before and afterwards, loved after by Kodesh Dam. No, so the Indian now is Shem Yichud.
Why just?
No, see, no, I meant... No, Echami, everyone should. Which was everyone should. Because you brings down the anti-Maisha al-Machma for it, but Echami, everyone should, for sure.
We find
it in the Halacha, it's in the Islam, it's in the Tal. Before Shalom.
I don't know what that is.
How do you know?
It's
time of the illness. Yeah, it's healing you. Anything that's miraculous, it's healing you. So, but a towel, I don't know what's coming to ease the pain or healing you. But anything coming to heal you, it's also coming to heal you.
Vitamins.
If you'll be also taking on Shabbos, look for it, yeah. Because he held his medicine, one shot. But, actually, in the back to Nidah, the guy, the Makis Dam, which I'm going to tell you, so there, look for what is the Svara? In different cases, we seem to have a Kodesh Dam for different reasons. Over here, I think tomorrow, the reason, look for it, is more out, makes you weak, it makes you schwach. That means l'chur to get a shuvi, when you give blood, you go to a place to give blood, they always make you lay down other 15 minutes afterwards. I've seen people get up and faint on the floor. So obviously it makes you weak, and then you make sure that you drink a lot, and you're supposed to eat a lot. So l'chur, also being donating blood, l'chur afterwards, should not be mishami k'tosai. But just giving a little bit amount of blood, l'chur, should be mutter, tzofi, and tzofi, you have to ask your up. Fine. Not in Negev to Sakona, the Kamad Varm is Tuvar and Sefer Shmir Sigur Fanapesh, not to go through the whole thing, but the Kamad Yon Negev to Sakonas and Sigulas. Marshal, in one case, you do a person's lying on the floor, child, you should not walk over him. You walk over him, everyone says it stunts his growth, therefore you have to walk back over him. Fine, it's brought down, people want to say such things. Another thing people want to tie in, you should not take a child who cannot speak. A second thing people say over is you should not take a child who cannot speak yet or does not have teeth yet, bring him to a mirror, because if you bring him to a mirror, he won't start speaking, or start speaking at a later age, or his teeth will start growing at a later age. Third thing the item says over is that you should put a red string around the child, out Ayin Hara, or put around his crib, or the stroller, out Ayin Hara. But these are things the item says over. Child is wisdom of carpenters. So, all three cases are brought down by the Moshe and Chelaches. He says he has a makar. Chelaches doing lamavol. His makar is a Rashba. The Rashba says in Shuvah, minig zekenis loy levaz levaz behem. Thing that the Baba says you should not make fun of. Things that Elam says over that he brings all three cases about walking over a child and putting the string there and putting in front of the mirror. Why minig that Babas have that the zekenim have the client all has ech namisham levaz levaz that make fun of them and ech namishu loy that way. And etzem, it's a Yishalmi and Trumas and Paraches, the Lot of Gimel, Losh the Mishalmi is, Tzrichim the Mechush Lomo, the price of Hashinoi. Meaning, a person has to be choshes for what the Olam is choshes for. Not mean the Olam is choshes, they should not walk over a child because it stunts his growth. Says Yishalmi, you have to be choshes for it. So etzem, it's Yishalmi that they blame the same truth to Rajbo, the Shmiz Gufa Nefesh brings down the subject, where is this Rajbo, where the Losh of this Rajbo. Mice, they bring down the Rajbo, the etzem, it's Yishalmi. Then you have to be choshes for things that your Baba say over with the Olam is choshes for, you should be choshes for. So that means all the young of Segula, Makar, Nana Makar, Sons of Amoshka, Yishalmi, Zerajbi, you have to be Choshish for.
What's the Sakana of growing less? What's the right Sakana?
So you could say Sam the Gemara on Shabbos, that the Gemara looking down, there's a Milo being tall, Moshe Beinu, in him being tall. That means a person has to have a height to himself. But Sam is like, maybe means stunt his growth, whether it is growth in his mind or growth in his body. I'm not sure what they mean. You see some people are very tall, and even though I get stepped over. No, I'm not sure. My son is Makbid. Fine. To go through other things that are also more things that more before stuff, the wash is the case of everyone knows Megavat in the morning you have to wash, Al-Tamon Shabbos, Al-Takonah. But one specific case is Boss of a dog. If people are very Makbid, not to eat together, fish together with meat. First, is there an Indian to eat Boss after dogim, or you can even eat fish after meat? What's usually served? Go to any place. First you have fish, then you have meat. Is there a potter in the Seder? Well, no. It's just they serve it that way. So the Urfa Shulchan in Sivan Kufan Yimel, it brings down that the minig is that Bosa Acha Dogim. That is the minig. He writes, the Yeshua Kaim is to have Dogim Acha Bosa. Doesn't explain himself why, what the reason is. So the Seder Baruch Tzuri, he writes, the reason why people have Bosa Acha Dogim is nothing to do with Sakono. He beats the Rambam, he quotes the Rambam in Deus Parashalim. The Rambam over there says that you should eat something like kala kala tchila, something that's easier on your stomach. That goes first and build up your stomach. But first, eat something lighter. But right, you go look at the goyim. The goyim first eat fish, then they eat meat. And they're not doing out sarkana. It's easier on you. Therefore, why do you sell the first have fish, then meat? It's easier for the stomach, for the chest, for the system. Therefore, we have first fish, then meat. But not out sarkana.
Some people eat.
It's served because you want to end off with that taste. Is there a reason al sakono or is there a reason al Sorry, you said that's the meaning.
Wait,
in the Simcha and Gimel by Right, the Makar for eating Basar and Dogim, we should not eat together, the Gemara Psachim, that I involve in veins. The Gemara over there says, he Beniso, he was a type of fish, Beniso, Tabu Bahadeh Bisro, that was roasted together with Basar. So also Rabban Mipazika, the Mifad Bekuzka. Rabban was Machmer, and he should not eat this fish that was roasted together, got the rare of the Basar, to eat it together with Kutak, with a milk like a dip. Ma'abar Rashi Omar, Afil B'milcho, even if it's salted, Nami Yisroel Mishrim Nekosh L'Reicho L'Dova Acher. Still a person cannot eat a stam butter together with Dogen. Why is Kosh L'Reich? Meaning it causes the bad smell of your breath. And also L'Dova Acher. What's L'Dova Acher? Says Rashi Tzarat. So this is the Gemara, the Makar, why a person should not eat fish together with meat. Brought down twice, once in your day, in Simakuf Tazayin and Sefeiz by the Mechaber. And it's also brought down in our Chayim, Simakuf Ayin Gimel. The Losh of Mechab is Chamir Sakanta Meisuro. They do it. We get Losh of Sakono. The Gemara says Reicha Peh, and the Gemara says Tzeras. Part of the Meisuro, the Mechab says, is in of Sakono. And this halacha is not put down by the Rif. It's not put down by the Rambam. The Kamashal is why. This Yom Shishlim wants to tell you the Rambam was a Reifa, and he knew it did not cause any Sakono. The Meisuro Mechab does bring it down. There is no other reason to bring down the Chamsa Yifu Tanya. The Gemara says Ahi Beniso. Panisa is a certain type of fish, says the Chacham Sofer. And we don't have the fish that's around anymore. Therefore, he learned from the Rambam, the Rambam held the water sakana is only Panisa together with Basar. However, all fish together with Basar, there is no sakana. Therefore, the Rambam did not bring it down, because not much in his times. They do ask the Chacham Sofer, the Rambam should have brought down for places that do have Panisa, this type of fish. The only the Sefer, Imre David, Shav Chuvas Imre David, and we put down the Kutei Halachas on the Sam Sefer in the Ardeis of Kabbalah. The Maisei Big Tamarai is that Benisei is not a name of a Yuchadiga fish. Benisei is a name for fish in general. But another question of Sam Sefer, Maisei, the meaning of Faisal is to be Machmer, and we do eat, we do not eat both of the dogging together. The Amor is Maisei in the Ardeo, that person not only should not eat together, but after he eats it, he should also do Kinuach Badafa. He should eat something afterwards and drink something afterwards. What the halacha is, what's the get of Knuach Badafa, the Shmiyus Guf HaNefesh is Mesopik, is the same halacha like it says in Yerodeh Simpei Tes by Cholav and then Vasi, you have milk and then meat. But the Maestah, a person has to do Knuach Badafa. Now what can a person drink afterwards? Do you have to have Yain Seraf, or can you have other stuff also? Do you have to have whiskey? Some people are Machmer. The Maestah, can you have water after you have fish? There's a Gemara Moikotin and Yid Aleph, Omer Aleph, the Gemara over there said, it's good to have water after fish. Why? Explains Rashi, because Dogim was Nivim Ayam, fish is greater than the water. It was good to have water after fish. So places over there, not only in his times, this manner Zen, the time of Taisvitz, it was Sakana, was dangerous. And said places, maybe it was Nishtana, the Metzias, and went from being a healthy thing to a thing of Sakana. So far, Taisvitz was 700, 800 years ago, and they write, water after fish is in him Sakana. Who said this manner Zen? The Maaseh of Kivego and Yerodeh Kufta Zayin on the page brings it down on Locha, you should not have water after fish. Who did the Archa Shulchan after him, and the Tavchayim after them, brought down as a Locha, you should not have water after fish. That means you have tuna fish, and you want to have water afterwards. Al in of Sakana, that's of a person, should not, was brought down among the Vaiskim.
What does Sakana mean? He
says it's dangerous. Matthias, he says it's dangerous.
He says
it's dangerous. Now, I know, I'm telling you, who says later on, hey, come, the only way I have is in Kivegu and Ocha Shulchan, look up.
I don't know if it's a doctor, and I disagree
with that. I don't
know if it's a
doctor. I'd rather be separate from Kivegu than a doctor.
Kivegu is a doctor. I mean, if it's based on Sadal, it's one thing. If it's based on a doctor, so Kivegu, that's just a bill, so I don't know.
If it's based on a doctor, it's based on that cash on the water.
No. There are also places where I say, even when you're Masubik and tears went back, or you want to have the tears went back, you might as well call Sikh to Sakana, but it's still to be wrong. The item's not Mahmoud in this case, but maybe they should. On this item, not eating fish together with meat, says the place can be. I assume dark water. Whatever water is the only thing they say. Not soda, not fruit juice, water. Fruit juice is better than soda. Soda of ichor is water. No, but dark mind sense.
Seltzer?
I'm not sure. Now this is not after Boston. The place can say it's even a chicken. Shos Yaakov, it's a true being down. All the place can echlam even chicken. Now when you eat, let's say one person has fish, the other person has meat right next to you. The chasna eating the first course, he's eating the second course, or sometimes even the chasna at the first course, you have choices, fish or meat. So one guy eating next to you, Boston, and you have dog. Do you need a hefsek in between? The law is one person eating Boston, the other person eating milk. You have to have a hefsek in between. She's not lean over and take the other person's portion. Halacha in your day, it's in peches. When you eat basa, another person eating dogim, do you also need a hefsek in between? So the Kav Chaim says, yeah, the mice you do. It's a head. It's looks like a basa machal they need. Who did my basa dogim? The Dak Chuba says the same thing. But the mice, the minig is to be mekel kido, and no one has a hefsek in between. No one's choishish for it. And the Sheva Levi in Chalik Vav writes, there's a minig ready to file a dovis, and don't be fracking the minig, and body don't need a hefsek. That's the place when you're down, the Chalkas Binyamim, Yav Yahimir. Once for the Taina, is the reason why you have to be basa machal, because you might take it. But this thing is sakana, a body's not going to take it, it's poison, how are you going to take it? A body will need a heftik to be marked one from another. Fine, maybe other swords you can tie up, maybe it's not, not sakana, maybe some of the yamam and the rich, whatever reason, but the kleiso was not machmer that far, they need a heftik in between. Now, is this din alokha, let's say you cook something, bottle dog together, is it bottle b'shishimanak? Or do you say the mice circles are poison? If you mix inside 60 times the amount, it's still poison. And no one will take the chance on poison. Is there a bottle of shishim on things in the gate of the corner? So also this machlokes of poison. The poison who are machmer, the taz, the yam shushloimo, the shalomashim, the one taino. All the time you say a bottle of shishim is halachas and not something on the corner. However, the ikka, the rabbi poison are makel, the Shach, the Sam Sefer, the Shulchan, the Chafazadim, the Pimagadim, the Marsham, the Tad Paneach, Havasiyah, the Oy Kama Chayim, and say, Be'ikur, even though if it's a real Sakana, real poison, maybe not. But here, this Sakana is an Indian of Sakana of Ahari of Tzegulis. If I'm just like by Allah, that be Mevatel Shishim, who in this case also will be Mevatel Shishim. There is one child, Oyam Kharis. Do you need a fish pot that's Miyuchud for fish? Why? Because just like the Gemara's case is talking about a reyach, the smell went from Basar to the Dogim. Talking about reyach, even though it passed away from Melzi. What about Tam? Are we going to be machmer also on Tam from fish to meat? That means you cook in the pot first Basar, next day you put inside the fish, it has, it's not by not, the nice Tam by nice Tam, it's a Tam of Basar. Where you put onions inside, it'll even be a Tam Rishon of Basar. So we machmer and Tam also within of Sakana. So there are Palestinian, the Issa Beheter, that's brought down by the Torah already, and the Chof Masodim. They all Taino, Yesh Machmir, there are those who are Machmir and Taino. You should be Machmir on Tam also, just like Reyak and Hordin, just like anything, just like the thing itself should be Machmir. Tam also, the Indian Mustakono. However, they bring the Gemara Fakir, the Gemara in Kulin, Kukid Alpha Bay, the Gemara says, Dogum Sh'Allah Bakaro, Shabasar, you have fish that came out of a pot that had inside of it Basar. You can eat it together with Kuta. You can eat it together with kutach. Maisa, Gmor, Tayyad, Makhlaik, eat it with kutach or not. The Gmor's case, everything means you eat this fish that was in the pot of Basar. Before Shigamar says it has in Yodaya, Sim, Sadakai, he calls it Issa Vatar, and he tied it. What do you mean? It's before Shigamar, it says Motor. And Baker, the way our place are Makel, and a lot of people do not have Nukhadig of fish pots. And therefore the minig said the Chacham Sofer, he writes away, the minig is Chayesol to be Mekel. He has other reasons, again, he said the Rambam, other Tzirupim, but the minig Chayesol is not to have a fish pot. However, there is a large amount of Chayesol that's nicker that they do have fish pots. A lot of people do other things down the Yish Machmir, this the Torah, this the Behetar. However, great Chayesol are not Machmir. The shell is how far can Machmir out the inning of Sakono. In going into this, that a person should not eat both of them together is a concept. So the person, can a person eat fish together with milk? Fish and milk. What's the shiloh? Does your in your day the simpe zayin, the base of rights? The person should not eat fish together with milk. Fish and milk. It's worked out that way. Also by the lavosh. That means can you have bagels, can you should eat ox? Right? Al sakono. Sakono. That means you can't have your bagels or ox with cream cheese. Can't be. Much. Nice, you'll see why I can't. You're the Ashkenazi, but they spell it different. They don't eat those things. The nice, and that's what the Pesachim says, and the Bush brings it down. Like the Moshe says, Kleisol is not Nizer on this, and the Taz, and the Shach, the Vicky Yosef, and the Mokhav Ram, all say it's a toy cipher in the Pesachim. It's a mistake. When he wrote the words...
You're not writing the second word itself. What about the
Taz?
Second word, what do you
want to eat with
the second word?
That's Tom. That's Tom over there. Kutak, dogim that was cooked in a pot of plastic, so one eat it together. The fish with the milk. Right, that's it. It's one of the ways they discuss. The two ways they discuss, that's not one. Well, so there are Kama Paiskim who say the Torah Sefer, and the word in the Beis Yosef, Shnatin, Dogim, Vachalom, Shumin, Vasav, Dogim. That's in the of Sakana. However, the Pesach Shuvah over there, Tim Pei Zayin, Yerodeo, he brings down this week's Pasha, and says in the Pasuk of Lois of Ashok, Gdi, Bakhelev, Imo, the person Shnat, Kuk, not together with Potter, says Rebbeinu Bakhay in the Pasuk, and the Dasa Leifim, that person should not have together fish together with Gvino. Cheese and fish should not be done eaten together. So you want to say the Beis Yosef, because of course, Kelzayin. Vush, certainly is not. He caught up in the Beis Yosef. And that's already, it's Rebbeinu Bakhay, a Rishon on the Pasha, it said, the Leifim, the person should not have fish together with Gvino, with cheese. Beis Yosef says the Maisei, the Sayimu, the Kimin, Dosh, Berav, Medosh, Shonet, the Sayim Hashem. Suffice it, Bnei Ashkenaz have reason to be Mekel, even they have the Shach and the Taz, and the Daka Moshe, to be Mekel, and even if you want to say it is a Mekor, Kim Dosh Barab Dosh, Shem B'Sayim Hashem, finally the Maisa, they are making the Bnei Ashkenaz. However, the Bnei Svar, they do have a Beis Yosef, they have a Bnei Bachai, they quote it also, the Moram Mei Krakow, also brings down this Indian, that a person should not have bosser, should not have fish together with milk. On that, on the Machmir, we can clarify, what are we talking about? There's chalav, there's milk, there's gvino, cheese, and there's chema, butter. There's three separate things we are talking about over here. Which one are the ones that can be matzah? What they can be matzah for? So, if you look in Yichavadas, Chalibov, so he brings down, each one he has someone to be matzah on, each one someone to be mekel on, but Chalibov, Be'ikwa, the Paisim is saying, the Knesset Gdolah, brought down by the Pima Garden, says that chalav, milk is also. That's also. However, chema, butter, that's mutter. Butter is mutter. Put it again by the Pima Garden, the Chubas base Yudah, the Gil Mashah brings it down, Muhammad Krakow also says that chema is mutter. The Rosh Hashulchan says, he writes, Avada, chalav is mutter. However, he says, Gvina is also. He argues and says, chalav is mutter. Even after Machmir, he wants tiny, the Ben Machai is only to Machmina. However, chalav is mutter. But he tells, Gvina is also. That Nepal also says you cannot have gvino. So it comes out by cholav the paishim are only machmer, by gvino the paishim are machmer, by chama by ikka the paishim are not machmer. There are some, but ikka the paishim are not machmer. Therefore, the chavadas and chavavos and memchas ends off. It's right to be noy to be machmer. He says by the bnei svar, by the case of only by cholav and by gvino, only by cheese and by milk. El by chama he says even that you won't have to be machmer. He says Rav Yosef. That means according to them, they should lechura not have lox and cream cheese. Right?
You say chidot.
No, the chidot says everything is a Torah cipher. I saw it in the creation. Eklami. He quotes it. However, the mice again, how he ended off, and how the Svatim were machmer, negative machmer on gvino and cholo. Truth is, the chidot, he quotes the chidot. Maski. Sekum, first we set off, in the person be zor, very careful with his nails. That means, this man is there, person should, it's easy to be nizer with your nails, just throw them out in the bathroom. You still need to kind of the Indian shell of your chos or not, but about the Indian throw it out. The mach is down to the shallow if who didn't sniffle the Indian of being donating blood, or even checking your blood. That means Arab Yantif, if you allow to donate blood, or washing your hands. All the comments that the person in the Ilum says over, even if it's your baba, the body should be machmer for, I'll you shall, we should not make fun of it. The we are meister machmer the paiskim between both of the dogim, and some people also machmer not to drink water after the fish, and everyone should have knuach vadocha after his fish to fully as his butter. The idea of having milk after fish is the holy the paiskim the ashnas the meister mekel they spot some of them are machmer for certain things. Recently, I made a kiddush, and people were asking me, what is the reason that you make a kiddush? What's the svar for it? So people say, oh, it's a segula, it's a wonderful segula. They say, oh, a story from the Stifler that someone from Los Angeles went over to the Stifler and asked him, I have a rough with my daughter, she's not getting married, she has a problem with Shidduchim. So Stifler asked this person, did you make a kiddush for your daughter? So he said, no, I didn't. He said, go make a kiddush. And the reason why you're having a hard time, you did not get the mazel tov from the kiddush. You're missing the segula, the inyan of rough of mazel tov from the kiddush. So you went, you made a kiddush. They say over, the child got married. But so the Indian they want taina of the kiddush is Indian of segula of game brachas of mazal tov. Sefer, Tayyar Sicha, Amud Av Gimel. The Yitzchak Kinevsky, is there any makar at all for making a kiddush? This was he asked him in the store about the guy from Los Angeles. He asked him the same thing. He said, Ma'iram loy omalas is kiddush for mishpacha. The stipend never told anyone to make a kiddush in the mishpacha, and in his own mishpacha, they were not knowing to make a kiddush except maybe the first child. In the own mishpacha, the stipend of mishpacha, with the whole source of the makar of kiddush coming from, the stipend of mishpacha itself did not make a kiddush. So whether the story is true, yish la'ayin, kind of still is true, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, and say that's the makar of the kiddush, so I have a beer. There's not the makar, they say over, the same time in Hogan, in Simon Top, Kuf Chavtes, in Kuntres Akron, and he brings down the Sefer on Ma'or HaGadol. Over there he says that when you give a person a name, the Shema comes inside the person. When the name comes, the Shema comes. Therefore, since the Shema comes, the Ksatz Simcha, Ksatz Mitzvah, is to make a Simcha on the day that the Shema comes. Because of this, the Minchas Yitzchak in Shuvah Chalikdal Simcha Zayin says, once you name a child, on Shabbos. Why on Shabbos name the child? That's when you have the Kiddush. And that's how the Yavit and Siddur, the Chalbeis, on the top Lama Dalit, Sefer Mishmer Shalom, they go with this Mahalach, that you should make a Suda, says the Yavits and the Talmud Hagim. Why, after Simcha, that you might have the Shema came into the child. I asked my father, what's that minute? When do we name a child? Shabbos before him. He told me, how can I name a child right away? A child without the Shema? Yiddish a child without the Shema? A father, you have to name a child right away? Minik's going to name a child right away. Look at Sefer Yad, the letters, Webster, he brings down eight separate menhokim of when to name a child. Eight different menhokim, each one, Shdaikim Makoris, Raias, each one. Fine. So, the people who make the name right away and make a Kiddush later on, the Maestro to them, why are they making a Kiddush for it? The Baba Kamo and Afeyam and Aleph, more with their hands, that... It doesn't sound that that's the reason. Gemara says, the Ram and Shmuel and Ravasi, they went to Yeshua HaBen. What's Yeshua HaBen? Explained Tosfos, that Vlad was Noishe Mimei Imoi. The child was delivered from the mother's stomach, and therefore they went to Mishnah and Suda, that Echlami Baruch Hashem, the child got saved from the mother's stomach. Said the Shumas Adeshen, and said, Reis HaMachtes, this is the Makar of Hashem Zohar. What have Hashem Zohar? Yeshua HaBen. That's Pshat Gemara, that's what Tosfos means. We have Hashem Zohar. The Ramah in Yerday, Simon Reis HaMachay, says Hashem Zohar is a student's mitzvah. Says Ramah, where from? Shumas Adeshen and Tosfos quotes these words. That Yeshua Ben Rav and Shmuel have asked what Yeshua Ben. That's the Makar of Student's mitzvah of Hashem Zohar. In fact, the Dovril Mirvavah of Nebuchadnezzar Yehuda in Yerday, Simon Kufay and Ches, and the Yavits in the beginning of the Sefer Migdal Oyez, why did after Hashem Zohar? What happened in the cable? The whole reason is one, because the mice of the child got saved, who didn't, a girl also got saved in the mother's stomach. Why Dafka is it to a Zohar? Mice of the Afiri showing him, there's a Ritz Geyes in Shai Simcha, Omen Lamed Ches, the Sefer Erchus Chaim, in Hilchus Me'ilo, and the Rabban, in Torah's Omen, the Torah's Odom, in Omen Kuftes, Afiri showed him quarter price in Oval Zutro. They quarter price, they have a choice to go to a Shvu HaBen or Shvu HaBas. Which one you go to first? A Shvu HaBen. Okay, so what the Shvuah Ben Rashi says about Kamen HaPay, it means going to Bris Milah. Shvuah Bas Kuhu is a borrowed terminology for the ending of Shvuah Ben. We see where you should have begun a Braisa, ending up making a Kiddush, a pseudo for having a girl. There's a Shvuah Ben and Shvuah Bas. So if people want to know where's Makar, the Kuhu is to show them according to Etzim Braisa. Avat is a Makar. What? No, of course, a borrowed term. No, it's a borrowed term from Shvuah Ben. That's where we're not like this. What's the Shvuah? Shvuah Ben, because Shvuah Ben, they have a child, they can put in this world to cover Shemayim, to do mitzvahs for Poyah. But what is Shvuah Ben, Dr. Hashem? Be'etim, it's Makar before the rites already. It says in Barbatsu, and that's Tzadik Aleph, and Aleph, that Boyaz, he made 120 mishtoyes, 120 parties. Boyaz married Rus, 120. Why? Because the Gemara had 60 children. 60 of them. Explain to Beit Geshem on the side of the Gemara, because when 60 of them got married, he made a Mishnah. The Gemara said he had 30 boys and 30 girls. When the 30 boys and 30 girls got married, he made a Mishnah. When 30 boys and 30 girls were born, he made another Mishnah. That means he had 29 girls, he got a 30th girl, he still made a Mishnah. He still is happy, he still is the Simcha. Mamash, he had a girl, and all the things he covered Shemayim in the world. This Makar, to make Kiddush, if I did a Makar for me, again, we have a Shonim, some Vaisa, back, all the way back to Boyas. The Eilim says over, Mashem different Gedolim, different Poskim, that there is, yes, the Gadol shall make a Kiddush. So he says, this Gadol, let's say you didn't have a child for 20 years. Then you have a child, you have a girl after 20 years, would you make a Kiddush? A Baba, you make a Kiddush, a simple Shvach, but a Kishbach, have a child. So what's the Shlech, the Kishbach gives you a child right away? What's wrong giving a child right away? Then he won't be Shvach, but a Kishbach. I have four children. Wait 15 years to have a fifth child. Make a mother, Shvachadot, big pseudo. So now Kosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the fifth child, right away, it's Givalik. Givalik give Shvachadot to Kosh Baruch Hu. So aside of Yisfara, we have had a person to make a Kiddush, not Tam Segula, but out of Yisfara, give Shvachadot to Hashem, that Baruch Hashem, we have a child in this world that can do the Pula, the Mitzvah, the Poya, and a good Kavod Shemayim, Salpi, Mekoyot, the Abishonim, from Vaisa, and Boyaz, a Vada person should make Kiddush. And the question should not be, why make Kiddush? The question should be, how can you not make a Kiddush?